What were you doing, sir?
Ooh. Ooh.
What is that? Throw up theater.
Gag theater.
Yeah, it is.
I thought we didn't gag.
Oh, no, no, I gag. I don't throw bad. Up, but I gag.
You guys.
And I'm like.
I think you're supposed to, like, put your thumb in your hand like this.
Yeah?
And squeeze hard when you're doing that, and you won't.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard stick your tongue out and exhale through your nose.
I'm afraid of doing it now in case it doesn't work.
Like that?
I hate it when I'm, like, hungover and I can't puke. It's the worst.
Yeah, and ever. You just want
to hold up, wait a minute, let me put some kush up in it.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Girls run the world. That's right, bitches.
Woo! Woo! Ah, she's
I've had
sassy.
3 cups of coffee today.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been real sassy this week. Not dealing with anyone's crap.
Yes, I love it.
Love it.
And this is Vicky B talking. Over there, my partners in crime, I got, ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And I got Sailor Sage.
That's me.
That's you.
That's me.
Sage, before we continue on with the podcast, how can people contact us?
We have a phone number, and it is 253-778-6029. You can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And then we also have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, which is thebroadcast999.
And is Woo-hoo! It an underscore with the Twitter?
With Facebook, there is a dash between broad and cast. Everything okay. else is just straightforward.
One word. And with our phone number, you can also text us like Tristan did again.
Tristan!
And he says, from our last podcast, you ladies just made me laugh out loud when I heard you quote Tech Nine on the last cast.
Yeah!
Tech is my jam, and Caribou Lou's are delicious and dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Never would have guessed that he was in your wheelhouse. Cheers.
What?
I listen to a lot of rap. Like, everyone gets really weirded out.
Yeah, I mean, I just realized a few weeks ago you like the word bae, and I was shocked with happiness because
the inner Sage is a lot different than the outer Sage.
So, I love rap. Rap is like rap.
I was gonna say, rap and hip hop is your jam.
That is my jam.
That's the easiest to twerk to.
Yeah, honestly, yes.
For Sarah.
Yes.
And pole dance too.
Yeah, it is. And it's just so sexy and don't make fun, but someone's coming into town or in a concert, and I don't ever really spend money on concerts.
Is it Tech N9ne?
No.
Oh,
but I did try.
Is it Kanye?
Yeah. I did. Ew, hell
I was going to
no.
say, I was going to judge you hella.
No, judge me hella if I went to Kanye. But I did try to go to a Tech N9ne concert years ago, and it turned into a hot mess, but ended up not going
because
the tickets weren't there and all that. But I really wanted to go. I love Tech N9ne. But no, I'm going to take a guess.
Is he recent?
Supposedly punched someone.
Oh, you're going to Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Supposedly allegedly, he did.
I know. So dangerous and naughty, and yet I still love his music.
I just don't like how he's just full of himself. Like, I mean, not quite as bad as Kanye, and I think he might have has gotten a little better, but I remember when he won like a Grammy or something. Instead of saying, you know what, I may have done things in the past, or you guys believed I was a certain way, I'm not, and thank you guys for giving me this award. Instead, he says, F you, look what I did.
Yeah.
Like, you're not classy, dude. You have the ability to clean up your image, and you're looking like a jackass.
What a douche.
He's definitely a cocky son of a
biatch.
Mm. But I feel like kind of they all are in a way, you know? They're all like, look at my chains, look at my abs, I got money, what?
Yeah, I mean,
they all are.
I would be.
Yeah, I would be too, no, no. Like, I don't understand, like, how can you be good looking and have, like, this talent and have so much money? Like, why can't...
And hit women.
Well, and like get away with it. Didn't he get away with it or did he get arrested?
I think he got arrested.
I don't know if he went to jail,
but he might have gotten probation or some community service, I think. Something like that.
He got the celebrity treatment.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, instead of something depressing, we were all surprised that Sage likes rap.
Yes.
But what is something in the music world that people are surprised, like, you like that? Or like something that you never thought you would get into that you are now into. Because I used to listen to the hip hop and rap and all that when I was in middle school. And there's a few, like, I listen to Eminem every now and then. Mm. But I never thought I'd get into folk or bluegrass kind of vibe. Mm. Like the country. Not not like Taylor Swift and Lady Antebellum I'm talking about.
See, I'm with you on that one.
I've always
I grew up with blues music. So, and coming along with that, there's like honky tonk and bluegrass and those kind of like the southern, not the ye doggy crap.
No.
The very like southern, like soulful, like, yeah, very.
And I feel like it's kind of coming back a little bit with people like, or bands and musicians like Hozier, and I'm totally blanking on the other ones I listen to.
The Head and the Heart.
Color and City and Color, I think.
Yeah.
City and Color.
And then, like, there's even, I mean, like, I don't like popular country whatsoever, but after working for Intercom, you know, I have to listen to it because it's one of our stations. But, like, there's things like Chris Stapleton that I can get down with because it's more bluesy. But you play that stupid, I don't even know who the hell sings it. And I always joke with Wingnut about this, but there's, like, some song and it's like, fall in love with a guy who ruins your lipstick, not your mascara. And it's like the entire song is just that one line.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that song.
And I'm just like,
I've seen that posted on people's Facebooks.
Yeah, so basically she just took like online meme quote.
Unless it came from her.
Like, no, because that came out like recently.
Because I've seen that meme for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird is I see I'm kind of like the opposite of you guys, I guess, because I started working for the country station.
You're basic.
100.7 The Wolf.
And then you came over.
Years ago. And I was like, whatever. I mean, it's a station. Like, I don't really like country. But then once you, like, listen to all those crazy country songs over and over again, I was like, you know, I kind of, yeah, I dig it. You got your hands up. You're rocking in my truck. Like, nah, see, I love that song.
I worked at a restaurant in Lake Stevens called the New Country Grill. And we were only allowed to play country music. It's a mom and pop joint. I think it's still there. And I'd beg him, please play something else. And he played like rock. I'm like, no, not actual rock. Because people were complaining about, you know, Highway to Hell and like at 9 a.m. But I just the whole, what was it? I'm totally blanking on all the other songs that would just piss me off. A lot of Taylor Swift.
Love Taylor. Love Carrie.
I hate Taylor. Carrie. But there is one that she thinks my tractor sexy. I think that was one of them that would get played too.
Yeah.
It was like, very much like, I want to make love to my, not even make love. There's nothing loving about what he's doing. Maybe after the cuddling to his farm equipment. That is not.
Well, yesterday I was in a spin class actually, and usually it's a bunch of rock or like pop kind of music that everyone knows. But she actually played a country song and was like, y'all probably don't know this song. Like, it's from Country La La. And it's like, she said it was like, from her, like a hoedown she went to or something. And for me, like, I'm not really in that world, but I would totally go to a hoedown. Ooh, I would totally go line dancing.
You're a dancer.
Like, no, even though I don't, the music and I aren't best friends, like, I think that'd be so fun.
And there's a place here in Seattle. I think it's in Green Lake. It's called the Little Red Hen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
And they it's do off of do. 72nd.
Yeah.
I would totally go there.
Like, and it's just, you see a lot of older couples and they dress the part. And
oh, I would wear my Daisy Dukes and cowgirl boots.
Well, they're a little more modest.
Well,
but still,
I'm not.
Fair enough.
Shoot.
Yeah, she's not.
I went on a date and we were walking around like, let's go in and see what this is all about.
That
we
would
just
be
watched.
The best first date ever.
We just people watched.
I would totally want to learn to square dance.
No.
He wasn't up for dancing, but I would do it. Let's get Sage a couple moonshines.
Yeah, you got your flannel on, girl. I'll let you borrow some of my cowgirl boots.
With my turtle sex shirt underneath.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeehaw.
No,
hey, they
just
do that down in the South.
Although, I do like one pop artist like who's probably my favorite is Sia.
She's awesome.
She's just fantastic, and she, her music videos, everything, all about her is just sparkle art.
She's so artsy.
I'm just like, I want to
she's
be
totally,
your friend.
Yeah, she's totally quirky.
I just want to bask in your glory.
Plus, I love the girl that's in all of her music videos.
Maddie?
Yeah, because I watched Maddie Dancing with the Stars, so I feel I know her. I watched her grow up.
But it's also just...
I watched
Dance
Moms.
That kid also.
Yeah, me too.
I did not.
So terrible.
But she... So I mean, I'm not going to give you crap for it, but she's just such a talented kid.
She's amazing.
Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
So, definitely. Yeah, if you guys never watched or see... A lot. By the way, did you guys see all that controversy when the Shia LaBeouf music video for
so dumb?
It was the song.
I thought it was an awesome
Elastic Heart.
Yeah, I thought it was an awesome video.
I cried cried the first time I saw it because it's so much raw power and emotion.
Yeah,
like it was very pedophilic. It's because Shia LaBeouf and Maddie's like 13. It's like it was not. There was no inappropriate sexual touching or anything. And I like that. I think she explained what it's supposed to represent, but I talked to a bunch of different people. I'm like, what does this mean to you? And everybody had something different, but it was meaningful to them when they saw that. Like my roommate, he had never seen it. And he's like, whoa.
Yeah, like, I didn't
that's
think
powerful.
I loved it. I think I even shared that on Facebook. And and I rarely share music on Facebook because I don't care what other people, I don't know. what I'm trying to get with.
It's weird.
You don't care what they think about your musical taste.
It was definitely a weird video, but it wasn't at all, I don't, like felt like inappropriate.
Yeah, pedophilic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People just start.
But so screw all you people who thought that.
It was almost
beautiful.
like the chemistry between them was almost more of like a big brother and little sister chemistry.
I thought of it as like he has grown up and this is his like playful young side and he doesn't want to get rid of it, like his innocence. And he doesn't want to get rid of it, but it's slipping out of his hands. And then, you know, he has the ability to kind of go back to it, but then he can't. And say what you want about Shia LaBeouf. He is a crazy mofo. But he is passionate.
He looked hot in that video.
But I saw him in that and then Fury not too, in that same time period. If you guys never seen Fury, if you like war movies, he's phenomenal in it. Like, he's just a great actor.
He's talented.
He's
like,
baddie.
Minus the rat tail.
Yeah. No.
Just do it.
He's a baddie dude, but I will always
see
his
movies.
No,
I will always love him. You know why? Yeah. Even Stevens.
That's him.
Always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a weird mofo. Anywho. Speaking of weird mofos, let's talk about this doctor. He's a chiropractor.
Oh, God.
I hate this person so much.
Hold on. I need to take a deep breath before we start this. I explained this to my brother last night, and I was getting so heated.
Oh, golly.
All right. So Daniel Dobbs is a chiropractor.
I already hate his name.
Yeah. He apparently created a product for women to help us with our menstrual cycle.
How sweet.
He's thinking about us. So he decides to write this on Facebook. Yes, I'm a man, as you, a woman, should have come up with a better solution than diapers and plugs, but you didn't. Reason being, women are focused on and distracted by your period 25% of the time, making them far less productive than they could be. Women tend to be far more creative than men, but they're periods that stifle them and play with their heads. Do you realize that most skincare products and makeup were developed by men? You said that Menzies sounds incredibly awful, which is his product, and I will explain what that is in a sec. It is not. Even though women are secretive and try to hide the fact that periods can be gross, crusty, smelly, and incredibly awful, the period itself is none of that, but rather than the diapers the women are forced to accept are gross and incredibly awful, no matter what color they may give them or cute names they give them, they are still diapers and women have been duped into thinking that they are wonderful. Not true. With Menzies seals in the blood and fluids, they are sterile, and as long as they are inside the body, the grossness, you know, basically, if your stuff is still inside your body, basically, it's like a lipstick that seals everything shut until you go to the bathroom.
Yes, we're talking about your lips down there.
It's a chapstick, but
for
it's
your lips.
Kind of like a glue stick.
Down there.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to write this down? Because I'm about to swear.
One sec. Go.
This motherfucker needs to get off his goddamn high horse and stop being a misogynistic asshole. Because guess what? Woo. You're the reason why women are afraid of their periods and why we feel like we have to hide them. It's not because we're ashamed of them. It's because we're taught to be because of like this. Whoa.
Only seven. Good job.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Here's the thing. Yeah, the thing is, it's not just what comes out. It is everything that goes along with the period that you're not taking into account, you dip-ass. We have hormonal changes. We have cramps, body aches, tender breasts, like everything. Your little chapstick is not going to solve our problems.
It's weird, too, because he said that it distracts us 25% of the time. So in my mind, I would think that's what he was talking about, is the pain and blah, 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 that is distracting. Because we don't feel it flowing out of us. Oh. That's not distracting us. But it's weird, too, because it's not like his chapstick is going to, or whatever we're calling it, is going to like help all of our symptoms that are, quote unquote, making us distracted.
How many times a day do guys get boners? Like, does that distract them?
I think it does.
Because I'm pretty sure that would equal more than 25%.
Yeah.
Of their month or
isn't it
whatever.
Like once every like 10
Six seconds,
seconds
or
something?
Something stupid. Like,
they think about sex. That's what I've heard.
Like that's a hormonal change. Like, you know.
Yeah.
My the thing I love about it is that, you know, he had a phone conversation with somebody from Forbes and he's surprised that there is a negative reaction.
Guess what? He's probably a Trump supporter.
$10 says yes. He says, a lot of the LGBT community, lesbians in particular, are furious at me because I'm a white straight man. rather than the fact that his product is stupid and suggests a complete misunderstanding on how anatomy works. It's like that guy, like, I think earlier last year at some point, he's like, why can't girls just hold their bladder?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. And he's supposedly a doctor and a chiropractor. So like,
to take it back to last freaking podcast, thank you Pornhub for actually starting to give sexual, you know, education.
Yeah.
Because of these jerks that have absolutely no idea how a vagina works.
Yeah.
Have you never seen one?
And
probably not. Probably he probably not. Never will again.
And might I add, well, I read this article and they said, so you glue it together and then right as you, if a woman has to pee, right as you start peeing, it opens.
It releases
and then it. Yeah. So the glue comes apart and then everything flows out. And then I guess he expects us to just glue it back together when we're done.
Like, yeah, like am I supposed
how
to
is that
sit
gonna
on the,
work?
Yeah. Am I supposed to sit on the toilet for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Letting like, everything flow out.
That's so weird. Like, what if you're like at a friend's house or something and you're just
chilling in the bathroom. And, sorry, I have to go let my my floodgates loose.
Like, here's the thing. Human beings have been around for how many centuries?
Long time.
Yeah. And before, like, I was gonna say, how, like, we have come so far when it comes to feminine hygiene products. Back, I think, in Egyptian times, they used to use crocodile dung.
They would use, what? Like, the Cherokees would use hair.
Yeah. Or they just have to get a lot of cloth. And
I did not know any of that.
Oh, yeah. And so we've come quite a ways away. It's not ideal. Do we like this happening? Do we like having to spend money, by the way, on all this? And have to feel uncomfortable. We're uncomfortable because our whole bodies aren't happy with us right now.
And that's why a lot of girls opt for birth control, is because it lessens or completely stops your periods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not
But guess what? I bet this douchebag would take our birth control away, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, and it's not like either of us want to shove up a cotton whatever. Like, it's not, like, fun for us, or we don't want to wear a diaper. Like,
It's like your fault for not coming up with anything better. I mean, there are things called, like, the Diva Cup, if that is something you're into. And you are okay with, then go for
it. What the hell is the Diva Cup?
You don't know what the Diva Cup is?
It's this
little silicone cup.
It's like $20-$30.
Yeah.
And you only need to buy one, like, every 7 years.
You fold it up.
Okay.
Kind of like the NuvaRing almost.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But it's a cup.
So it's a cup and it's got like a little like knob on the end of it so you can pull it out. But you basically can wear it for, I think it's like 48 hours or something like that.
You stick it up when you get your period?
Yes. Yeah. And it captures everything.
It collects everything. And then, like, you can in the shower or in the bathroom or wherever,
you
pull
can
it, out,
it out and then clean it.
Clean it, wash it,
clean yourself.
It.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah. And this is they've developed this and they want to send. I was reading some stuff about it a while ago that they want to send this to third world countries where some products are not readily available. Mm-hmm. This is a one time purchase for many years, and it's just reusable.
Yeah.
You got to remember, take it out though and clean it.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Because that could get a little.
So,
you should remember to take anything out that you put up there.
That's true.
Times like this, like, I mean, as much fun as time travel and like space travel, because we got those new planets we can possibly live on someday.
Yes, thank God.
The one thing I would love in the sci-fi world to be real is where you could switch bodies with people. Then I would take
so dope.
All these idiots and be like, I'll give you a month.
Yeah.
Be a woman for a month.
Yeah.
And like you will feel irrational. You will, and I've luckily like some of the guys I've been with, they've understood. I'm like it's just about all again communication.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we preach on this podcast is communication. It's like, look, nothing you did is wrong. I am having a tough time right now for no logical reason other than the fact that it's happening.
Yeah.
So please understand that I'm going to be a little irrational right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be
once
emotional,
a month,
sad.
I'm going to be super emotional.
And sometimes not even once a month, so sometimes a little before and during, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Sucks. But that's the way it is. Like,
that's how we live our lives.
I'm sure guys have their crap that we will never understand.
Guys, PMS.
Yeah. I think it's like, I call it manstrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's talk about a man who did something great when it comes to women and their cycles.
Oh!
A New York mayor signs free tampons for school, jail, shelters into law.
Yeah. Wow. School, jail, shelters?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because that's like one of the big problems with the homeless shelters is that they don't have access to, you know, pads and tampons.
My friends and I, we sometimes make sandwiches for the homeless, and we decided to like put tampons and pads in like some of like the bags, you know, for the girls. Which was awesome, but then it was really weird because a lot of the homeless people we were giving the sandwiches at, they were like, oh, I haven't had my period in years. And we were like, oh, just kidding. I'll save these then.
Well, it's like, well, I mean, you at least have them.
Yeah, at least you have them.
But that would be, like, how would, that's so, what, I don't even know what homeless people would do.
Exactly.
Like, that's crazy.
But apparently, so they're, free tampons and pads are going to be stocked in the bathrooms of city schools. They're going to be, you know, handed out during at homeless shelters, and they're going to have them at jails. I mean, I've seen Orange is the New Black, but you take it with a grain of salt because it's TV.
Yeah.
But it's just the idea of, like, okay, what do they have and what don't they have? And apparently this is the first, New York is the first city in the whole country to, like, make this official.
Good.
Which I think it should be nationwide.
Right. And so it was Mayor de Blasio who signed this.
De Blasio.
he says, women deserve to live and work and learn with dignity and health and in comfort. This means acknowledging the basic fact that tampons and pads are not luxuries. They are necessities.
Thank you. Preach.
Boom. Mic dropped.
I wonder if it's going to be like a thing like everywhere. Like, you know, when you go to a movie theater, I don't know if this is kind of old school, but like they would have like a kind of vending machine sort of thing.
We have one
like,
in our bathroom.
Is it a vending machine?
Yeah.
It's like 25 cents or 50 cents or something for like a tampon. And it would be weird because it'd be like a tampon pad, chapstick, some gum or something.
But if you go on the guys, it's condoms.
Is it really? Oh, that's funny. I never went in the guys. But I wonder if it'll start being like, here's just a basket of tampons.
I know some places do that.
That's how it is like in my massage, which makes sense. The massage place I go to, there's tampons and pads and...
Before I get into that, I will say if you're off, you're being off-putted by this conversation. I'm sorry, but we are going to talk about it.
Yeah. Whoops.
Do you not have women in your
sorry,
life?
Sorry, not sorry.
You should get women in your life if you don't. Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sage.
One of my friends, I was at her place of work, and like it's not a big office, but you know it's pretty probably over 50 people in the office. We have 100 people here or something. And I went to the bathroom and. It was so cute. They had like this little basket set up and it had different types of tampons in it and it had pads and it had panty liners.
Mm,
and it was just like
everything
out ready for their female employees. And I was like, that is awesome. I like wish that we would do that at our job.
Yeah, that's like I think that's so smart and so convenient. And it's like, I mean, it's obvious. Like my spin class, we have like unisex bathrooms and they have the same thing. Like their tampons are just right out there.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was like, huh, I wonder why they didn't just like put those away. And I'm like, no, guys aren't stupid. They know that girls have their period. Like it's a thing. So yeah, have the tampons out. Like the guys shouldn't care. They should just, it should just be like
most guys
soap,
don't.
Lotion, tampons.
Besides this like, douche.
Right. And the one thing, like I grew up kind of, not necessarily being ashamed of it, but always it's hush hush. Don't, you know? Oh,
yeah.
You know, like my mom, because she grew up in Mexico, and my grandmother, when it came to anything reproductive, when it came with anything with her puberty, she was very closed off. Like when her breast came in, she's like, okay, honey, put a sweater on.
Mm.
She didn't sit there and explain to her what was going on with her body. She's like, just put a sweater on because her boobs were growing and she didn't want the boys to see. So she'd be in Mexico wearing a big old sweater.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Sweating
so it's just, and so, I mean, my mom did a fairly decent job, but still, I feel like I could have learned a lot more. And so I grew up with, like, a sense of shame. Like, when, like, my pads were in my purse, she's like, no, hide those. Hide. Like, or, like, when, you know, you throw stuff in the garbage, like a wrapper. And she's like, oh, no, why do you have it out in the open like that for, you know, your dad to see? So it was kind of because of how she grew up. And so I always kind of grew up ashamed of it. And then when I was with guys and we would do, like, my first couple of boyfriends, I felt very uncomfortable even having sex on it. Just because I felt the sense of like shame,
mm-hmm. Or they would be disgusted or turned off.
And I'm like, don't
or...
look at it, don't, you know. And now, and especially, and I mean, as much as like, I still kind of, I was really salty with the guy I was seeing recently that I broke off with. We were talking, and I was being very salty, but I do appreciate one thing he instilled in me. It's like, and I don't know if it's because he's older and he, you know, had been in a very long term relationship, but a lot of guys don't care because they understand.
Yeah,
and, like I feel like nowadays that's becoming the norm.
Yeah.
And it's just such a weird concept, and I've kind of finally accepted it. It's like, look, I will talk about this. I will be open with it because it is something that plagues me. I'm not going to give you the nitty, you know, gritty details.
I'm not going to come out of the bathroom and be like, oh my God, you should see this.
Yeah,
no. Exactly. It's not going to be anything like that, but I feel like I should be able to say, hey, I have a period, or I'm on my period.
Yeah.
Get over it.
I like, say like I'm flowing or something.
I say it's Shark Week.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like to say it a little cuter than like,
Yeah. I feel like Shark Week's cuter than I'm Flowin'. I'm Flowin' is a very descriptive visual.
What do they say on the air? Like Aunt Flo came into town or something?
Aunt Flo, yeah. So the thing that I love about Shark Week is that when I say it to someone new, they're like, is it Shark Week?
Wait, where's my DVR? I gotta get that on DVR.
I gotta record that. I didn't know it was already Shark Week. And then I have to explain it to them, and they're like, oh, that's genius.
That's pretty fantastic.
I want to steal that.
Do you guys know what it is?
I know.
Where it came from? Because I don't think Sarah does.
Because the sharks love blood?
No.
Oh.
It's because the shark brain looks like a uterus and ovaries. Because it's got like two separate bulbs up top, and then it's like a long... Yeah.
Yeah, I would have never known or never.
I think I've seen that, but I didn't put
like.
I just always assumed Shark Week was just a clever.
Yeah, because
no, it's not about blood at all. It's at it could be. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. I love it.
And now I want to Google shark brains.
We can do it after the podcast.
Okay.
But let's shift gears a little bit. And Sarah and I were kind of discussing this a little bit before the podcast, and Sarah doesn't currently have any pets, but you've had a pet.
Yes, I have.
I had ferrets when I was younger, but I haven't had a pet in like 10 years.
Dang. I had a dog, Mexican hairless style, almost 16 and a half years. She was freaking awesome.
And Sage, you have two kitty cats?
I do.
What are the names?
I'm a kitty cat.
Grayson and Harvey.
Oh my God, I totally forgot how much I love that song.
Cut. I'm a kitty cat. And meow, 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 meow.
All right. So I know that something in the States we're having trouble with, and other European countries seem to have had it under lock, is when, yes, there is maternity leave. A lot of places do give you paid maternity leave. Some don't. Some places will give you paternity leave. Apparently, there is, and this is in Scotland, a brewery called BrewDog is implemented puppy leave for those, you know, basically it's a week off work for somebody who just welcomed in a new puppy. That's paid. So it's a paid week off so you can welcome your new puppy home.
I think there's actually a few companies in Seattle.
I believe it.
I would not be. Yeah. Probably California, too.
Yeah.
They love their dogs.
So this is, and they're a craft beer, you know, obviously a brewery, and they're called BrewDog, so they love dogs. So what they said is it's not easy trying to juggle work and settle a new dog into your life, and many members of our crew have four-legged friends at home. So we wanted to take the stress out of the situation and let our teams take the time they need to welcome their new puppy or dog into family.
I love it.
I don't know. Like, use your vacation days for that.
Don't get a dog.
Like,
a week ain't going to do anything.
No, it's like, if you have a new puppy, it's not going to do a whole lot. You're not going to train it in a week.
No, but you're at least going to get acclimated. Like, I know, like, when I've gotten my cats, it's hard to go back to work the next day or whatever because you want to be there for them. You don't want to stick them in your bathroom or in a crate for an entire 8 hours when you first get it. After it's been used to like being socialized and stuff.
Well, then either get it another pet or like put it somewhere. Like I know my I had
what
an
if
ex
you don't
who,
have somewhere to put it.
Then don't get a pet. I recently had a conversation with somebody. Granted, I was again very salty about this.
She's feisty.
I said that. Well,
then don't get a pet.
He's like, oh yeah, I'm sharing this GoFundMe because my friend's pet, you know, needs medical attention or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, why did she get a pet if she can't afford it? Like, you need to, if people care about their pets so much, there's pet insurance, there's so many things you can do for it. And I feel like nowadays, and this isn't the case with you because I know you're really responsible, but I've seen them like, I just want a puppy. And then they don't think of the long term. It's like, it's not, like, Sarah,
they don't think of the expenses. Like,
yeah, but you can't generalize it because, like, I've had friends who, I mean, recently over the last, I think it was like a year and a half ago, and her dog got super sick from some random thing because he had ingested something. And they had pet insurance, but it still ended up costing them thousands of dollars. And what we actually did, we didn't set up a GoFundMe or anything because she didn't want to do that because she thought it was but we actually, in the office, like, we, you know, all donated money to her.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up paying, like, I think it was $1,500 or something.
Why do you think a GoFundMe is BS for, because it's a pet, or just in general?
I think GoFundMe in general is the bowl.
What if I was like ingested something and needed? Would you guys go?
Well, Sarah, how many times have I told you do not drink the stuff under the sink?
Yeah.
But it's so good. I mean,
just put it with some vodka.
Tastes the same.
I had surgery over a year ago, and I'm still paying for it. I'm not going to ask other people to pay for it.
And that's kind of how I feel with GoFundMes. And I just recently saw one, and it took everything in me not to, like, comment. This gal I know, her son would like a permit, a learner's permit or a driver's license, mm-hmm. but she cannot pay the fee. It's like 50-something bucks.
What? Oh, Jesus Christ.
So it's like, hey, this is his GoFundMe for his insurance, but he can't get a job yet because he's still in school. We have to wait till the summer. But it's like, I can't. No.
Your kid doesn't need to have his
license, or he can get a job. He can get a weekend job.
Did you buy a car?
I don't know if she has a car. Yeah, I don't know what the...
No, see, I think that's, like, not cool. Like, if you don't even have that, like, that's ridiculous.
Like, if you have a kid who has cancer or something like that, and it's something huge...
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I 100% get it. But 50 bucks, like, even a grand, like, come on. Like, I saw one where an old family friend was trying to get money... to move or something to help pay a deposit or something like that. And he wanted like $1,500 or something like that. I'm like, I moved into my brother's house because I couldn't afford
a down payment.
Like,
I think there's just people that like use it for bad like that. Like, even if people sometimes we even have the money or something, but like want to save it for something else. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, those are the people who think that everything should be handed to them.
This is part of the reason why, like, I think pets are great. And I think for some people, it gives them that sense of, you know, balance, love. Yeah. Sure. But I feel like people rely on that too much sometimes. Like, I knew a guy who his dog ran away and I think he got hit by a car and passed away. He set up a GoFundMe to buy a new dog. And this guy has gone through a lot, you know, cancer-wise, but, you know, he beat it. You have a job. I'm sure you're still paying for a lot of stuff, but if you can't buy the dog, then I can't imagine that afford to take care of it.
Okay, yeah. Don't go buy a dog. Go to a shelter. Go get a rescue pup.
$45. A specific type or something. No. I don't know. I'm like, ugh.
F you, dude. Right? No. If you can't afford it, you don't...
Damn it.
Sorry.
Sorry, no, I just have to change.
God, I hate people like that. And it's like the things that I have in my life, I have because I can afford it. Yes, there was a time when I was younger and like my father was helping me out or something like that, but I wasn't asking random people for money.
Yeah.
And again, this doesn't apply to the people who genuinely need it. It's like, hey, my insurance, like somebody was in a car accident and our insurance is only paying this much. And he has to go to a specialist, so they'll only pay even less. And it's like, and we need help. Otherwise, there's no way we can keep our house or whatever. I understand reaching out.
That's kind of like a do-or-die situation.
Or my child has cancer.
It's a last resort.
Yeah.
But I feel like we have become the GoFundMe generation. And it's not just the millennials.
No, it's everyone.
It's society, yeah. And I've seen older people do the exact same thing.
And now people treat animals like they're humans. Like, they really do nowadays. Which...
It's like, I have no problem with you loving your animal, but it's...
And I will admit, like, when my dog passed, like, I didn't think I could get as attached to an animal as I did to my dog. I was like, whoa, I have a strong connection to this thing, this creature. But, like, Vicky and I are very different. Like, we're the same in the fact that, like... We have a different opinion on animals. Like that whole Harambe or whatever, when they shot Harambe and killed him. I was like, you're going to save the mother effing child over the damn gorilla. Right. Like, to me, that's like, duh.
Do I think the mother should, you know, have something happen to her? It's like, hey, you should probably, you were the idiot.
It's neglect.
Like, neglect. So either you should get your kid taken away or you should pay for all the trouble you caused because you were being irresponsible. So I'm kind of both ways. But at the same time, it's like, of course, like, something. Yeah, something.
Like, for me, I'm just like, okay, obviously, like,
human life over animals. But yeah, I've met people who care more about their animals than they do human beings.
Pets.
It's like, to kill your pets or we will kill the stranger.
I like my animals more than I like other people.
But let's say, hey, there's the stranger. You don't know anything about them. They could be the next Hitler or they could be the next, you know, I was trying not to
shoot
get political.
Me. But I don't want to make that decision.
Exactly. Well, like,
no.
Hypothetical.
This is do or die. It's either the stranger or your cat.
It's black and white.
Me. No, it's not you.
They won't shoot you.
They won't shoot you.
If you don't decide, they'll shoot everyone.
Yes.
Cool. Shoot everyone. They'll
shoot you and your cat.
Sure.
No, not her. She has to survive. So
no, that's exactly. The stranger or her cat. Yeah. So you'll still survive. They'll kill both. hear you. You're not.
Oh, my. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's so weird.
That's never going to happen, first of all.
You never know.
I'm coming over tonight, Sage.
Someone's going to listen to this and is like, this is going to happen.
Kill you. Straight up.
Yeah, actually, I do.
Fight me over my cats. Hell yeah.
I feel like she would kill a stranger over these cats.
I'd kill Bill. Like,
no, John Wick. Female John Wick with a cat.
Yep,
I love it.
Exactly.
Actually, I'd watch that movie.
John Wick 2 is coming out.
It's already out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Sage Wick.
Sage Wick.
Sage Wick.
Cats.
Yeah.
That sounds like a candle.
Sage Wick, it does.
It totally does.
What's it? Oh, yeah.
Should we keep this controversial train running?
Yeah, let's do it. One more and then we're out of here.
I love it. Yes. Yeah.
So I saw an article today on BuzzFeed. I love my BuzzFeed articles.
I do too.
And it is this chick posted a slide that her professor posted. I think it was like a human sexuality class or something.
I've actually taken one of those.
Yes. So he posted, and it was a list of questions, and it was about being heterosexual. And so it's a list of questions that homosexuals or anybody else who doesn't consider themselves heterosexual would be asked, but in the heterosexual light.
Oh, so let's ask them. Do you want to ask Vicky and I?
So the questions are, what do you think caused your heterosexuality? I don't know why I have trouble with that word.
It's tough. It's more than two syllables, I understand.
Yeah, because I've heard a lot of people, it's like, oh, when did you, it's like, what caused you being gay? What happened to you?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like they assume that some sort of trauma happened and that's why they're gay.
Mm-hmm. I guess, do you guys ever, like, I have a lot of gay friends, so, like, do you ever, like, ask them, like, oh, when did you know?
Yeah,
that's...
Because some people know as a child, and some people, like, there's people that are, like, 70 years old, and they're like, oh.
So,
yeah. Married with grandkids, and they're like, I think I'm gay.
So the next question is, when did you decide you were heterosexual? I get asking, when did you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a valid question. Because, I mean, like, there was a time in my life, like, there's a time in everyone's life when you're going to question your sexuality.
Yeah.
Like,
I keep staring at my teacher's ass. Why?
Yeah, like, I'm like, I find that girl really attractive, but guess what? I'm not going to go eat. Like,
I look at lesbian porn. What?
Yeah,
I mean, still do.
The third question is it possible that your heterosexuality is just a phase that you may grow out of?
That's just such a douche
thing. I hate that question. Like,
such a douchey question.
That's a phase? Ugh. Okay.
Like, maybe, like, I think phases are, hey, you banging a bunch of people trying to figure, like,
yeah, everyone has their slut phase.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. Gay guys and lesbian girls have their slut phase.
I guess I do ask.
But not,
it's
the
a sexuality
whole sexuality
thing.
Is not a phase.
I guess
no.
I do ask sometimes, like, my friends who are, like, I say, like, oh, Wendy, or if they're bi. If they're bi, I'm always curious, like, oh, do you prefer one over the other, or is it, like, kind of equal?
Because
I'm genuinely
and
curious.
And it depends on the person.
Yeah, like, but, do you have a, if you could choose one or the other right now, which one? Or is it just kind of, like, every day?
Well,
like,
and there's some people that, like, I was seeing a guy who was bisexual, but he would only be in a relationship with women. He would not, like, do certain things with guys, but sexually he's like, I like A, B, and C with guys. And that is it. That is all I do. I don't want to make out with him. I just like A, B, and C, and that is it. And then I like a relationship with a girl.
And
yeah,
like
it's case by case.
They like A, B, C, D, E, F, G with a girl.
Yeah.
They like everything with a girl, but they still like playing.
Interesting. Yeah.
They like certain activities, giving and receiving.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the hand gesture.
You're welcome. I thought you did. You thought you'd like it.
I did.
So the next question is, why do you insist on flaunting your heterosexuality? Why can't you just be what you are and keep quiet about it?
I was going to say, you got those people that have, like, the big old stickers on the back of their cars. It's like, you know, homosexuality is a sin, or, mm-hmm. you know, pro-life stickers. It's like, yeah, you're flaunting your stupidity. If somebody wants to, like, you have the right to flaunt your stupidity in this country. You have the right to flaunt your sexuality in this.
Does it go
the
same?
People who don't.
The other way, though, like bumper stickers with rainbows on them. Same.
No, but that's like exactly.
I mean, it's the same thing.
They have the right to do so. Like, people are like, why are you flaunt your gayness? It's like, why are you flaunting, you know, what your political beliefs are on your bumper sticker? Why can't I do the same thing?
It's like, why are you kissing your boyfriend in public? Well, why are you kissing your wife in public?
Yeah.
It's like, why wouldn't I? Like, exactly.
Why?
It's like, we are all equal.
The next one is, why do heterosexuals feel compelled to seduce others into your lifestyle? Excuse me. I'm sorry. What religion would this person have that would be asking this question? Probably somebody that recruits.
Right.
That would be so, like, if I was gay or some, like, it would be so weird to just be like, Sage, you know, like, hey. You're gay, right?
Yeah. Like, do you want to be gay? Do you want to join the club?
Like, I mean, there are, like, I knew a guy who really wanted to bang my boyfriend at the time. Mm. He really wanted him. So he said a thing. He's like, I have a thing for straight guys.
Oh, like
it's the chase, but there's some guys that love the girls that are hard to get. Oh, yeah. She's playing hard to get. I want her more.
Oh, like, or it's like, the same I would thing. See,
it's
like,
just part of the chase. It's not because he's necessarily straight, but it's because he can't have him.
Yeah, or like if I was gay and like I really liked Vicky, but Vicky was, it would be like an extra challenge.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with sexuality. It's they like the challenge.
It's not like you're trying to like, you know, get her to be gay.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get in her pants.
That's true,
that's
actually.
Just sexuality in general.
We're all just trying to bang.
Exactly.
We're creatures
everyone's
that...
Everyone's pants.
We're creatures that want to eat fermented fruit and just bang occasionally. That's basically all we are on this planet.
Yes. And then the next one is, have you ever considered therapy to change your heterosexual tendencies? Which is such a big thing for homosexuals. There are so many groups out there, even today, which is... To me, I mean, it's not surprising, but to me, I'm like, why the hell do people still think like this? But there are groups out there where, like, gay camps where you go to get straight or, like,
and they do electric shock therapy.
Yeah. And it's just, it's just
they
so
they still survive? Are they still out there, those things?
Yeah. Well, like, there's a couple, I think our state or something, or one of the states recently within the last couple of months have banned it.
Our
made
state
it illegal.
Did, I
our
believe.
State, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's
good.
Actually a few that did.
There's some big, you know, people in our White House right now that are very much approving of these things still being around.
Do you see my white knuckles right now?
Vice President. It's the most... So with the whole... I hate talking politics, but the one thing I will say is... I've known some people that voted for somebody that's not so favorable and may have won. And it did change my opinion of them a little bit, but I try not to let it affect how I see them as a person. However, if you are one of those people that believes in conversion therapy or believes in hurting people because you think their lifestyle is wrong, and I'm talking about a lifestyle that's not hurting anybody. I mean, pedophilia, you know, that's something where you're hurting somebody. Like if you're going out and doing things to children or if you're doing stuff to animals, you probably should go to therapy or go somewhere where you can get that taken care of or whatever.
Because that's a mental issue.
Yes. Yeah. Homosexuality is not.
Homosexuality is biological.
So if you're one of those people that believes that that should be a thing, don't talk to me. Normally I'm like, okay, but please don't talk to me.
I'm super curious because, I mean, I go to a therapy and I've been to therapy. So I just like, especially in this state, like, if a guy and their dad or something went to therapy and, like, the dad was trying to, like, get therapy out of the guy being gay or whatever, like, and I know therapists are supposed to just help. Like,
it's
I
an
wonder
ethics
if, like,
question.
Therapy, like, a therapist would.
Probably not because they honestly, if there's a law against it, they can't practice like that. Not legally, at least.
So, like, here, would they try to, would they say
I feel
it's
like
okay
you would
to
have...
be gay or would they say...
I feel like you would have a hard time finding a therapist who would take on a client like that.
Yeah, because that's like, that's, whoa.
Because I feel like the therapist would be like, that is against my practice. I can't, you know, help you type of a thing.
But it probably is different in other states.
And then that dad would probably send that kid to one of those man camps where they go camping and learn how to saw logs. And
he secretly loved it because
where they
he's surrounded by men.
Yeah, exactly.
They quote unquote beat the gay out of him.
Yeah.
It's pretty revolting, I think. And I get real heated about this sort of thing.
It's so, like, sad.
If somebody else's life is not affecting yours, then why do you give an S about it?
Seriously!
And if you can give me a logical answer that is not rooted in religion... I'm a recovering Catholic. I grew up Catholic, and I know the stories, and I read the Bible, and I sang those verses.
I didn't.
And you,
it's
you
just
can...
like, no, there is none.
You can apply that concept to everything. You can apply it to tattoos. Just because I have tattoos doesn't hurt anybody else around me. You know, just because it upsets my grandma doesn't mean that I'm going to stop getting tattoos because it doesn't physically hurt her.
Yeah, and you can't please her. Like, whatever you do, there's always someone that's probably not going to approve of it. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
There's
like,
always going to be a hater.
Haters! Like, live the way you want to live and no one else should give an F.
Yeah. just live your life. And you're going to be so much happier because you're not going to give a damn about anyone else.
There's enough things to stress about being yourself. Shoot.
If this podcast has like upped my blood pressure today.
Okay, if religion is what makes you feel whole, if praying to God every morning or whatever religion, God or whatever book of prayer you choose to read or practice, if that makes fulfills your life and gives you, you know, the motivation to go on every day. Then good for, like, I've met people where they had no religion and they found it and it just very much empowered them, and that is great.
Do it, but
also do not give people like me crap who went the opposite way. I found empowerment leaving religion.
It standing is, up for yourself,
like in saying, hey, look, you just told me all this crap, but to fit what you're trying to sell me, you then turned around and told me all this other stuff just to make me feel better. But I'm like, you're contradicting everything you once told me.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to question. And that's when I'm like, there's more to this world than what we're seeing and what we're reading and what we're chanting every week. Let's go explore it. And guess what?
It is love that, Vicky. That was good.
It is a beautiful world out there. And if religion does that for you, then fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But do not condemn anybody else who does not see it your way.
Yeah.
And is not hurting anyone else and is just doing their thing.
Have I ever said my little... religion or anything along the terms of religion is like a penis. Have I said that on there?
No.
I know which one it is, though.
Okay. So, religion, I say this for religion, I say this for politics, pretty much anything that you're trying to push onto somebody else. It is like a penis. It's fine to have one. Totally cool. It's fine to be proud of it. Be proud of it. Whatever. But the second that you start trying to shove it down my throat without my permission, we're going to have an issue.
Exactly.
Yes! Mic drop!
I think that's a good place to end it. I know we were a little bit more on the serious side, but us ladies.
It was a good one, though.
I feel good.
Politics, religion, and period. Woo! 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 So sexy.
All have to do with vaginas.
I was going
to
say, like, the three things we don't want to talk about, right?
I know.
Tampons, you know, government, and our spirituality.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's we are human beings in this world, and this is what's going on.
Yeah,
it's,
give us your opinion on all of it, too.
Yeah,
it's stuff that people need to discuss. They need to talk about. They need to get other opinions and see different
and viewpoints.
Views.
And we have no problem with viewpoints. And I don't want to speak for you guys. I have no problems with friendly debates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my roommate actually just got into one where someone was super excited that we might have weed be illegal again, right? And so, but this is a person, like, didn't you used to sell it or grow it or any of that? And he's like, and my roommate is the kind of person, he's like, don't know anything about this world. Why would this be a good thing? Like, I thought you why would we putting people back in jail for something that's why would we make this a crime again? Like, putting people back in jail.
We should totally actually talk about this at some point.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you guys, especially Sage, could enlighten me. Because,
oh girl, I got you.
I'm not necessarily on your roommate's side, but I get it. But get it because I'm so naive.
No,
to
but
it.
Like, he doesn't know anything about weed. He's open to it. He thinks it should be legal. But the person who wrote that's like, oh yeah, well, you know, he was okay with it being illegal again, even though he grows and sells it. And he's like, can you give me one reason why weed being illegal is a good thing aside from the fact that you're going to make more money doing it on the down low? And he couldn't. People were trashing him. He's like, and they're like, you're such a noob. He's like, yeah, I am. That is why I'm asking questions.
Yeah.
And people were just, some people were tagging him. Some people were like, hey, he's asking for, like, he's actually asking for questions.
He's asking viewpoints for your opinion and the reasoning behind why this person is saying this. If you don't have a reason, then shut the f*** up.
Yeah. Agreed. Shut the F up.
You don't have to bleep
her out. I censored it for you, Vicky.
I love you, Sarah.
I love you.
Yeah, so maybe we'll talk about that on the next one.
No, we should. That's good.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get some points.
Oh, yeah. I'll do some more research. I know a lot of stuff, but...
Yeah.
And if you guys want us to talk about it, or if you have any ideas, like, or topics you would like us to discuss, anything you want our advice on...
Oh, yes.
Anything,
awesome.
Please let us know. We have our phone number, everything. But, yeah. So, we'll see you guys next time. Thank you for joining us.
Bye!
That was good. That was a good one.
That was good.